Work out your own salvation.
Therefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Philippians 2:12.
I bless you today to take responsibility for your own beliefs, your own interpretations, your own understanding. I bless you to be watchful, lest the father of lies tempts you to believe his suggestions of abandonment, his thoughts of condemnation, his proposal of you being a failure.
Whoever has my commands and obeys him, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. John 14:21.
I bless you to capture that it's up to you to love God. Your Father will call you to love him, but he will never force you to love him. It's up to you to obey Jesus, even if everybody around you chooses to obey his own or her own sinful self nature. I bless you to understand that blaming others for your pain will not get the job done. You cannot get rid of your heartache that way. Running away does not help either. Your agony will always catch up with you again. Do not hide behind walls. The father of lies knows how to climb over any wall.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9.
Take responsibility for the beliefs of shame that were lodged in your mind. Own the beliefs of unworthiness that settled in your thoughts. Admit and confess the beliefs of guilt that became anchored in your heart. If you own and make known to God your own sinful habits and patterns of dealing with your heartache, he is faithful and just. He will forgive you your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. I bless you.